Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day lets out a life-changing message delivered with much power and force. We have the familiar parable of the landowner and the workers from the Gospel of Matthew for our gospel passage today. The landowner is quite unique and amazing in his approach. The laborers in those days had no secure work and no consistent income. They were given on a day-to-day basis. Those hired late were not sure of what wages they would be paid. They had to, therefore, solely depend on the kindness of the one who had hired them. The landowner in the gospel pays the laborers not as per their work, but as per his kindness. He pays the laborers not just based on their hard efforts, but based on his big-heartedness. The landowner is mighty, immense, and great in his generosity. He is mighty in standing up to his principles and in being firm to render benevolence. He is immense in lavishing unexpected favors and rendering surprising packages. He is great in being fair in his dealings and yet going beyond justice to the needy. The landowner is Jesus. He is the powerhouse of generosity. Jesus has given us life and many essentials and comforts of life. In his generosity, Jesus has strengthened us with his transformative words in the Bible. In his generosity, Jesus has provided us with grace and mercy when we have lost in sin. In his generosity, Jesus has blessed us with his body and blood in the Eucharist to nourish us. In his generosity, Jesus has showered us with love and affection when we have been broken and shattered. So we are called to be grateful. There is a story. Once on a Thanksgiving season in a nursing home, the small resident population gathered about their humble Thanksgiving table. The director asked each in turn to express one thing for which they were thankful. Thanks were expressed for a home in which to stay, families, and so on. One little old lady, when her turn came, said, "I thank the Lord for 2 perfectly good teeth, one in my upper jaw and one in my lower jaw, that match well so that I can chew my food." Dear friends, we need to remember Jesus has done when we least deserved it. Like the late employed workers, we did not deserve this great bounty. Perhaps some of us might identify ourselves with the workers who were employed at the start of the day, and we feel ourselves being cheated and treated unfairly. We feel that since we have been more faithful and committed, we ought to deserve more. But the words of the Lord need to sink deep into our hearts. My friend, I am not cheating you. Am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Take what is yours and go. Let's accept it. We have been treated justly. We have been given our just wages. We have been paid rightly. But at times, we lose our temper because we compare ourselves with others and feel, I deserved more. We cry foul because we judge other people and their efforts and say, that fellow was not so much worthy. We shout unfair because we look over on the other side of the fence and exclaim, I did better than that one. Very often, we go blind that we have been treated justly and instead cry that others have been prized with great generosity. Jesus is the powerhouse of generosity. His generosity goes beyond our wildest imaginations. His generosity crosses all human boundaries of expectations. The Lord clearly states in Isaiah 55:6 that we listened in the first reading, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Today, Jesus invites us to be similar in our attitude and life. Be a person of generosity. Generous with encouragement for those who fail in life despite trying hard. Generous with love for those who lose heart and struggle with problems of life. Generous with patience for those who get irritated and annoyed with situations. Generous with kindness for those who constantly find faults and are pessimistic. Generous with hope for those who find no meaning in life and remain depressed. If we can shape our lives into a person of generosity, we too can be a powerful, spectacular, and amazing witness to the Lord in this world. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.